Hallelujah.
All right, we're going to be having Shirley come up in just a moment here. Just going to move a couple things for her. Praise God. All right.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It certainly is good to be here tonight. And oh, so thankful we've got the Lord. Such times as these. So thank the Lord. You know, I'm so glad we don't have to doubt our God's reality. You know, we sang that song. And you know, just so many people, you know, just don't have any real certainty in their hearts. They don't have a real experience with the Lord, and they don't, you know, really know what to think. Or sometimes maybe people have had a experience, but, you know, then it kind of, you know, gets dim after years when they don't yield to the Lord and think about the Lord and all those things. But, oh, we are blessed. We know that our God is alive. We know that He's in our hearts. We know that He's changed us, and oh, praise the Lord, we are blessed. We don't have to doubt His reality, you know. We know where He is. He lives in us, praise the Lord, and that's beautiful. Yes, yes, we can wave that flag. Yes, because there is a King living inside us. Praise the Lord, the King, Lord Jesus, and oh, we are blessed. Praise the Lord, oh, thank the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight. Oh, praise our God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you that we can gather here tonight. We thank you, Lord, oh Lord, that we know that you are with us, that you are in our midst, that you are here to meet every need. Oh God, to help us, Lord, with every difficulty, with every problem, with every uncertainty, Lord. Oh God, you are here to make a difference in our lives. And oh God, you've redeemed us. You set us free, Lord. You brought us to this place, so Lord, where we can acknowledge thee and where we can all understand thy goodness and thy mercies. And oh God, thy redemptive power. And oh God, we thank you, Lord. I pray that your word would register in our hearts here tonight. I pray that you'd use it. Oh God, you know our need as pilgrims and strangers in this world. Oh God, all the uncertainties of these moments and of these times. And oh God, I pray that you'd move here in this place. I pray that you'd move in our hearts. I pray that you'd bless every individual online, Lord, that you'd speak to every heart, Lord. Oh God, that your word would register, Lord. Oh God, that you'd use it for your name's sake, for your glory, Lord. Oh God, for oh God, I ask that you'd have your way, Lord. Did you speak, God, that you give me the words, the authority, the ability, and the anointing in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Oh, we thank you, God, and I pray that you would work in every heart. Oh, God, that you give us the faith that we need to make it through this world. Oh, God, the faith that we need to endure into the end. Oh, God, as we're seeing things, oh, beginning to change. And, oh, Lord, oh, God, there's much to ponder, but, Lord, I pray that you would help us, that you lead us, that you guide us, and, oh, God, put that certainty in our heart. Oh, God, give us that walk with you, Lord. Oh, God, that's day by day and moment by moment, Lord. Oh, God, that we walk with you, Lord. Let you lead us through every detail, oh, God, through every trial, through every struggle, Lord, through every infirmity, Lord. Oh, God, be here tonight in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood, Lord. Oh, God, use me. I give this service to you. I ask that you'd use me. Let the devil, oh, God, oh, have no part, no place, no hindrance. Oh, God, oh, Lord, give me the words. And I thank you, Lord, for I know I can do nothing without you. I pray in Jesus' name. Thanking you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God is good. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's go to a psalm here as we begin tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about the cup in the Lord's hand that the scripture talks about. We'll call that the title here, the cup in the Lord's hand. And yes, as we, we're in some very unusual times, strange times. We've never been here before, you know. We're in an AI race, and you know, there's a lot of concerns about that. I think right here in Beaver Dam, we're pretty concerned, you know. I don't know, you know, seeking the Lord, because they're building a data center right here, not far, you know, just in this city. Oh my, or just slightly out of city limits, I don't know, but you know, right here. And oh my, you know, there's a lot to question. We know these AI data centers, from what we've heard, take a vast amount of power to run. And this looks like a big area. They've bought acres of land, or it's a lot of land. It's huge. And in order to keep their equipment cool, they have to have oodles, great amounts of water. And so you can imagine the concerns. I know I've read somewhat that people out west, because they plan to put these data centers in many places in this country, and out west where water is scarce anyway, you know, it's gonna be questionable how this is gonna work. And it's gonna take a lot of power. And you know, in summer when you have air conditioners running and so on, there could be surges of power. I thank God he's kept everything going this summer thus far. But oh my, you know, there are questions to ask. And oh my, it is a very unusual time. But oh yes, what I've said before and what I've told so many others is I believe these events are leading to that moment that we have long anticipated. Return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And yes, there is a cup in his hand. Oh my. And oh yes, it's full of, oh yes, unclean, horrendous things. Oh my. Oh yes, the sins of the world. And oh yes, there's a moment when it is going to be poured out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 75 here to begin here tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's see what the Lord might show us here. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It begins. It says, it's a song of Asaph. And he's writing, he says, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare." Oh, praise the Lord. And I think of the times of the old covenant before the name of the Lord was really revealed. And oh, yes, I believe here Asaph has some anticipation. He has a realization in his heart that one of these days the Savior is coming. And oh yes, oh, it's all going to change. Oh, praise the Lord. That was such an anticipation there among the Old Covenant church, the Old Covenant Christians, if you would call them that. So here it is. There's a longing in the heart as we read that first verse. And then, oh yes, you know, there's a lot they didn't know. And I think sometimes, you know, the two comings, you know, his initial coming to save us from our sins, and then his second return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to judge this world, you know, perhaps it wasn't even fully realized in the time of the Old Covenant. So here in verse 2, he writes, he says, "When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly." And that's such a revelation. You know, also in Psalms 102, verse 16, goes along that same line. Verse 16 in Psalms 102 reads, "When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory." And you know, that's an amazing, wonderful thought, because yes, I truly believe, and I can, go to many scriptures to prove this, but yes, when the family of God has come to the fold, when his people are all brought in, praise the Lord, then it's time for the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord, and he's going to receive his people. Oh, praise the Lord, but oh, yes, he's going to judge this world in righteousness. And then, oh, yes, as it comes to pass, the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh, yes, there's going to be, a great shaking in this world. Verse 3 goes, the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. Oh, yes, we know that this world is standing on the voice of God, our God that spoke it into existence. And oh, yes, he's holding it up. And, so-called, you could say it's pillars in that sense, because it's standing on his word, by his will and by his means. But oh my, when it's time for those pillars to come down, so to speak, oh my, the earth and all the inhabitants there are going to be dissolved. Oh yes. So yeah, it was quite a revelation here as Asaph is prophesying. And then he says here in verse 4, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. And of course, it's God's wisdom that brings us to repentance. It's the fear of God, yes, that helps us to realize that we need to get right with God. And stop playing games and stop fooling ourselves. And oh yes, those that are foolish and deny that there is a God and that he has come to this world to save us from our sins. Oh yes, that is indeed foolish. And oh yes, there's a need to wake up and realize, hey, we better get right with him. And oh yes, to those that want to continue to live in their iniquity and their sin and their willful disobedience, oh, it's told them, lift not up the horn. And oh, yes, their horn refers to strength and honor and glory. The horn on an animal is their point of defense. And yes, so, those that are full of themselves, those that are full of pride and proud of their trophies and their medals and, men's prizes, and men's boastings. And want to toot their own horn, so to speak. They're admonished here. Lift not up the horn, Oh, boy, we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We've got to realize that we're sinners and that we need a Savior before he can begin to work in our lives and change us. No, yes, that's the bottom line, and there's no way around it. Yes, for it goes on to say here, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Notice that north is not mentioned. It is not mentioned here because, oh my, there is an empty place in the north. Job talked about it in Job 26, verse 7. And oh yes, he described it. He said, he stretcheth out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Yes, that realization, oh yes, there's an empty place in the north. And yes, our God hung this earth upon nothing. Amen, as we just spoke of that in the other verse. But oh yes, we know that in the north there is a place. Yes, there's an empty place, and oh yes, if we could see beyond it, There is a place called Mount Zion. Oh, praise the Lord, where our God dwells. Oh, yes, there's a referral to it in Psalms 48, verses 1 and 2. Tell us, great is the Lord here in Psalms 48, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Oh, praise the Lord, the Lord, the place where our God reigneth. Oh, yes. Oh, that beautiful place. Oh, yes, there on the sides of the north where our great and mighty God is. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Place like none other. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Place that, oh yes, is coming down from God out of heaven one of these days, prepared, oh yes, for the bride of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord for his people. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, when there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Oh yes, you know, we get the feel of that too if we just glance at Isaiah 14 too, there where it talks about Lucifer, Satan, and anyway, you know, the thing that was in Lucifer's heart here, it tells us here in verse 12, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. It reads, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" Oh, mine. What a message to that. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." Yes, that place where God is. And here was, and Lucifer is, oh, you know, his great attempt. Oh, that pride that entered in. And oh, yes, that thing that, you know, came and destroyed him. Oh, yes, as oh, he had this ambition to sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Oh, yes, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Oh, that boasting. Oh, we don't have anything to boast of. We're here because of our God. Oh, yes, the one who made us, the one who put us on this earth for this hour, for this moment. Oh, we owe everything to him. We could do nothing without him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, so it tells us back here in Psalm 75. "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south." And then, oh yes, it goes on to tell us in verse 7, "For God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." And that's very reassuring, because despite of all the crazy things that we are seeing happening in this world, you know, I am thankful that God is over all. Amen. He is seeing, he is knowing, and he has allowed the circumstances that exist, because yes, he has a will, he has a plan, and he's bringing it together. Amen. He's bringing it together. Praise the Lord. And yes, he is the judge. And oh my, if you don't want to understand that now, you're going to understand it one of these moments. Amen. When Jesus Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and oh, the great judge over all the earth. Amen. And he putteth down one and setteth up another, it tells us. And then it talks about that cup. And here it tells us, "For in the hand of the Lord, there is a cup and the wine is red. It is full a mixture, and he poureth out the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. Oh, yes, this moment when Jesus Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And oh, that cup that is filled with the sins of this world. Oh, yes, that cup that is so full. Oh, to the brim, it's falling over, I declare. Full of this mixture. Oh, yes, it's going to be poured out. He's going to pour it out in judgment. Amen. And oh, yes, the dregs of it. Oh, the residue. The base part of it. You know, the icky part in the, that settles on the bottom that nobody really wants. Oh, my. He's going to pour it out. The wicked of the earth are going to wring them out and drink them. Oh my, as God pours out that cup. Oh, that which their sins, their iniquities have put in that cup. They're going to drink it. It's going to be poured out. It's going to be over. Oh my, they're going to find out what judgment is like at such a moment. Amen.
Amen.
But oh, as the children of the Lord, oh, we are so blessed. Amen. Oh, yes, and Asaph was realizing it. He says in verse 9, but I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, our God reigns. Oh God, he is eternal. He is with us. He is mighty. He is strong. Oh, praise the Lord. And he is coming again. Oh yes, to rule and to reign. Oh yes, to bring down the horns of the wicked. Oh yes, they're going to be cut off, as the 10th verse tells us. The horns of the wicked also will I cut off. It's going to be over. All that boasting and all that pride and, oh, yes, you know, all the attempts that they are doing to make a mighty name for themselves, to bring forth a kingdom of their own and, oh, yes, to, oh, yes, forget about God. And, oh, just think they can bring AI up and with their own intelligence do things beyond they ever have done, so they would think. But oh my, there's a God in heaven. In one of these moments, he's going to pull the plug and he's going to say, it is over. That cup, oh, of my wrath, full of your iniquities, full of your sins, I'm going to pour it out. And you're going to drink it. You're going to be partakers of my wrath. That is to the wicked. Amen. Amen. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. But it says, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Oh, praise the Lord. Are we on the Lord's side? Oh, we want to be on the Lord's side. Amen. Oh, my. Yes, it's time to put down pride. Oh, it's time to put down sin. It's time to get right with our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to another portion of scripture in the Old Testament. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah right now. Jeremiah chapter 25. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Jeremiah chapter 25. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to verse 15 here. Verse 15 here in Jeremiah chapter 25. Here God is speaking. Oh, yes. And this is what he told Jeremiah. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury of my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad. And oh my, you know, oh, what a madness is in the earth at this moment. You know, it's so mad that you can hardly, you know, put your mind around it. It's just beyond us what we're hearing and what is told us. But here it is, he's talking about that wine cup of God's fury. And oh yes, causing other nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And it says, and they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. So we're told in verse 17, then took I the cup of the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me, to wit, Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, and astonishment, and hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, mixed people, in other words, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azah, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, and I believe those are Philistine cities. And then he says, Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan and Tema and Buz, I think these are tribes of Arabia, if we understand that properly, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world, which are upon the face of the earth. And the king of Shishak shall drink after them. And as far as I know from what I read, Shishak is a symbolic name for Babel. So that's kind of interesting here is, you know, all of the sands that in particular is listed here at the very end. The king of Shishak shall drink after them. So here, this cup of God's wrath, you know, and here it's going to encompass all these named places and then all the kingdoms of the world. And, you know, Jeremiah is being told, verse 27, therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken, and spew and fall and rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. So yes, this cup of his wrath, oh yes, that they're going to partake of, it's going to make them drunk, it's going to make them mad, they're going to spew, in other words, they're going to vomit. It is so dreadful, it is so filthy, it is so horrible, they're going to fall and then rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. And it's told, and it shall be if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name. And of course, that's referring to Jerusalem here in the 29th verse. And should ye be utterly unpunished? You know, it wasn't an easy thing for God to come after his people in destruction. But oh my, it didn't mean that the others were without guilt. And yes, their turn was going to come too, when, oh yes, they were going to know God's wrath. They were going to know his judgment. They were going to be punished. It tells us, ye shall not be unpunished. For I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. So it goes on in verse 30, therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Amen. And there, yes, he is talking about this final scenario. Oh, yes, when our God shall come forth. Oh, yes, that shout of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, as he comes. Oh, together, his people. Oh, yes. But oh, to judge this world with his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air, with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Oh yes, that day. Oh, that day that we can sense in our spirits is close at hand. You know, there's a stirring upon us. Oh, yes, I don't know. I believe we can feel it. I believe there's a sense that, oh, my, these are not normal times. And, oh, yes, it is time to prepare. It is time to get ready. Oh my, it is time to seek the Lord with all of our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh yes, Joel talked about this time too, the third chapter of his book, the book of Joel, where he says in chapter 3, verse 11, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. May the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Oh, yes, that call to Armageddon. Oh, yes, as the Lord, oh, causes the nations, oh, to come about. Oh, yes, and he's bringing them, you know, they don't understand this one world phenomena that they're trying to create in their own way. They don't understand it, but oh my, God is bringing it about. Not that it will come to its full fruition, but oh yes, but because it's going to bring the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh yes, the return of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, so there's that awakening. Oh, as they plot and as they plan. Oh yes, because God is going to come. He is going to come to sit to judge all the heathen round about. That cup of his wrath is going to be poured out. So he says in verse 13, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get ye down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Oh, yes, I believe that also in another way describes that cup of God's wrath. Oh, the press so full, oh, that is overflowing. The wickedness is so great. Oh, it's so great. And oh, yes, one of these moments, it's going to be No more, no more, no more, God will say it is enough. But in the meantime, there are multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Oh my, if you're in the valley of decision, wake up. Wake up now. Wake up before this is over. Wake up before that press is so full that it pours over and God's wrath is poured out. It tells us the sun and the moon shall be darkened and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And here it is, oh yes, the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. Oh, that place in the north. Oh yes, where our God is, there, Mount Zion. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the old earth is Mount Zion, the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Praise the Lord, he's going to roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, so shall you know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. Amen. Because, oh yes, oh, we know God's going to bring forth that new heaven and that new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh yes, John, there on the Isle of Patmos, oh, that vision, chapter 21 in Revelation, he says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hey, this is forthcoming. This is not a fairy tale. No, these events will come forth. Oh my, this is more certain than, you know, the chair that I'm sitting in right now. Oh my, oh yes. We know that our God is coming back. He's going to judge this world in his power, in his might, with his righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, as it tells us back here in Jeremiah 25, yes, the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. Everybody's going to hear that shout of the Lord. They're all going to hear that trump. You know, every eye's going to see him when he comes the second time as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh yes, and all the noise. Oh yes, the notice of it. Oh yes, the shout. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them their wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Oh yes, to finish this chapter, it tells us in verse 32. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. And then, oh yes, it's told, howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. I take this to mean the heads of state. Oh, yes, those that are in charge, those that are conniving and scheming. Oh, yes, who have put the people of the earth in great jeopardy. And oh, yes, here it comes, the return of Jesus Christ. And oh, yes, they're going to have no way to flee. Oh, my, nor the principal of the flock to escape. And they're caught. They're snared. It's over. Oh, my, they may try. And as they see all these things developing to run to the hills, to the mountains, to the caves. Oh, my, any place to try to hide from he that sits on the throne. Oh, yes, as they begin to perceive that, oh, there is a God, and he is coming back. And he's not coming back like a teddy bear. He's coming back in wrath, in vengeance, to repay. Vengeance is mine, saith God. I will repay. And this is repay day as he comes back to judge. It says, a voice of the cry of the shepherds in a howling of the principal of the flock. Oh boy, shall be heard, for the Lord hath spoiled their pasture. Oh, it's over. They're spoiled. They're doomed. Oh my, they can't escape. There's no way or where to flee. Oh my. It says, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Oh, as he comes back to judge this world. You know, he comes back with great anger. Oh, yes, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. You know, it tells us here in Psalm 76, verse 6 and 7 here. And I may read 8-2 or so. It says in verse 6 here, Psalm 76, at thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. And that, you know, that was witness. The Egyptians who thought they could follow the Israelites through the Red Sea. Oh my, but no, God's rebuke. God just, you know, he has to just say it. Oh my, this is no big thing for God. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. And then verse 7, thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Oh, yes. You know, I might as well read the next few verses here in this 76th Psalm. It says, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Thou and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. Oh, in other words, get right with him now while you have time. You know, mend your ways, get your heart right. You know, bring him that which is needed. Oh yes, give him, you know, your heart, to turn your life around, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Amen. For it tells us in verse 12 here, he shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Oh, yes, we get various pictures of his terror in various scriptures here. Oh, Psalms 2 just is another place when it is so described. Oh, yes, the familiar scripture. Those last few verses in that second psalm here tell us, verse 9, Psalms 2, verse 9, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. It's not going to take much for God. You know, he who spoke this world into existence, he who made us, the creator. Oh my, the overseer of this earth. Oh my, it's not going to take much for him. And so The advice is in verse 10. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Oh, yes, when he's coming to judge this earth, when he comes in his anger, and oh my, you know, yeah. Oh, everyone that has not made their amends with God, they're going to be sorry. Talk about something that causes sorrow greater than we can imagine, regret, you know, just, oh my, anguish of soul to realize there were moments when the heart could have been made right, when the heart could have been humbled under the mighty hand of God. Oh yes, to repent and to acknowledge one's sins. Oh, it's not going to be pretty when he comes back. Yes, so the need to kiss the Son lest he be angry. In other words, get right with him. Bow your knee, get right. Yes, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Oh, yes. Oh, that 76th chapter of the Psalms, yes, verse 7. Thou art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Oh, my. There it is. Oh, that foretelling. Oh, yes. Oh, when the Lord pours out that cup, oh, that he described in Psalm 75, that cup in the hand of the Lord, oh, that will be poured out, that the wicked, oh, yes, will ring out and drink and partake of. Oh, my. Oh, we don't want to be on the wrong side at that moment.
Amen.
No. Amen. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. It tells us here, about going back to finish this chapter in Jeremiah 25, verse 37 again, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. You know, you're only kidding yourself if you don't think God's not going to come back in anger, ready to judge this earth with his righteous judgment. You know, it's not according to man's ways or man's philosophies. No, God's ways are forever settled in heaven, and he's going to judge according to his own righteous judgment.
Amen.
Amen. He hath forsaken his covert as a lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. Oh, he's coming back. Oh, yes. All the descriptions we have in his word, you know, when he roars from on high, oh my, and utters his voice from his holy habitation. Oh, such a roar that is going to resound from one end of the earth to the other end. Oh my, they're all going to hear it. That controversy that God has with the nations, oh, it's going to be judged. Going to be settled. God's way is going to come forth. His will come forth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's going to, oh yes, turn the wicked over to their own wicked ways. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, as he comes forth on that day. Amen. Oh, we have all these descriptions in the book of Revelation. Oh, praise the Lord. If we will go to Revelation now. Chapter 14 here to begin. Praise the Lord. Chapter 14, Book of Revelation. Praise God. I'm going to go down to verse 6. And John is writing here. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Oh, praise the Lord. And it says, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. So yes, here comes the warning. Oh, and the great need. Oh yes, the great cry that comes out right now. Turn to the living God. Oh, bend your knees right now. Get right with him right now. Fear God and give glory to him. Oh yes, repent and get right. Oh yes, obey that command to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, because it's at the door. It's at the door. The time of his coming, the time of his return. For the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And then, oh, quickly following, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kingdoms of this world are going to fall. And Babylon, oh yes, having completed all her dirty work, oh, is going to come to its final end, amen. Oh yes, all the iniquity, all the confusion, and oh yes, what has been wrought. Oh yes, in bringing all the nations to that point where they're all going to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, that cup of God's wrath. And so it falls. This world is going to collapse. Oh my, Babylon is fallen, that great city. And oh, I know, could it be New York City? Time will tell, won't it? Oh yes, but all I know is this world system is going to collapse. It's going to be over one of these moments. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it tells us in verse 9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Oh, here it is. Oh, it is wise to listen. We best listen right now and not be foolish, not be that fool who ignores, oh my, this opportunity to get right with God. This warning here, oh my, this very serious warning that we must not worship the beast and his image and receive that mark in either our forehead or in the hand. However this comes forth, oh my, it's going to be pretty obvious one of these days as all of this comes to fruition. And a tremendous warning here. Oh, for those that partake, oh God, help us all. Give us discernment in these times. Oh, help us to put our faith in God and not in man. Oh, we must look to God. We must fear God. We must keep his word, his commandments.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we must discern these times.
Amen.
Because the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. They have no rest day nor night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Verse 12 tells us, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I believe this 12th verse is telling us the need to hang on to faith, you know. Oh, faith, the victory that overcomes this world. Oh, even our faith. Amen. In the midst of all this confusion, in the midst of all this trouble, and what might be easy to do, you know. These moments may be pretty hard. Oh, as we see all this developing, well, we see it now in reality, but as we see it coming into total existence, as you know, it becomes a reality. But oh, Ma, we've got to fear God and resist. Resist any temptation. Resist any mark. Resist any worship of the beast in his image. And it tells us, yes, here is the patience of the saints, realizing that this is leading to that great day of the Lord. Oh, yes, and in a short time, it's going to be over, and we've got to hang on. We've got to keep the faith. We've got to keep our trust in the Lord. Yeah, we've got to realize, you know, it's going to be over. Our God is going to come, and he's not going to be silent. Oh my, he's going to come and judge this world. Yes, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith, or in the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Oh my, this great day of the Lord. And oh yes, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking of Psalms 50. Oh, that description of the coming of the Lord. You know, we've got to keep our faith. We've got to keep our focus right. Oh, yes, we've got to pray one for another. Oh, we're all in this together. Oh, yes, we all have to endure temptations and overcome this world, you know. And nothing is promised, you know, that it would be easy. No, yes, we've got to keep our focus on the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, because he's going to come and he's not going to be silent. Oh, as he comes forth to judge this world in righteousness. Tells us here, Psalms 50, another song of Asaph. It says, the mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, and oh, we've talked about Zion tonight. Oh, yes, oh, the city of our God, Mount Zion, the sides of the north. It says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Here it is, praise the Lord. And oh yes, here he comes. It's not going to be silent. Oh, that shout that's going to resound from one end of the earth to the next. Oh yes. Gather my saints together unto me. those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And oh yes, that sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, that which he did for us on the cross. Oh, praise the Lord, so that, oh, wow, we can worship him, that we can, oh, yes, be saved. Oh, yes, from God's wrath to come. Oh, yes. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, here he comes. Oh, that moment. Oh, the sound of the trumpet. Oh, yes, and that shout from heaven as our God comes forth and he may judge his people. And at that point, oh, here it is. Yes, verse 5 here in Psalms 50. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord, been born again of the water and spirit. Oh, we bowed our knees. We gave our hearts to the Lord. We repented of our sins. Oh, believe in the gospel. Praise the Lord, and believed that command and obeyed it to be baptized in his name. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And here it is, that moment that we have long awaited. Oh, the gathering of his people together there in the clouds. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And it says, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, the heavens will be witness. Oh, even the earth will be a witness of God, of his reality, of his truth, of his word. Oh, yes, it will be there. The heavens declaring it, his righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, how we want to be, oh, yes, dressed in those robes of linen, those white linen robes. Oh, yes, that are the righteousness of our God. Oh, yes, that righteousness that he put upon us when we turned our ugly sins over to him and repented and obeyed the gospel and heeded it. Oh, yes, the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That day is coming. Oh, praise the Lord. It's described, oh, yes, in other places too. Oh, praise the Lord. As he comes forth, oh, to bring about, oh, the final scenario. Oh, as this all comes to an end. More description is given us in Revelation 14. Verse 14. It tells us, John writing, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And it tells us, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in the sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. It's over. It's over. It's that time. I believe it's a description also that's given us in the 10th chapter of Revelation. Oh, when we have the description in verse 5, Revelation 10, verse 5, and it tells us, and the angel which I saw stand upon the scene upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Oh, yes. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Oh, praise the Lord. And all these things happening. Oh, yes. The angel puts in the sickle to reap the earth. Oh, what is he reaping? Oh, he is reaping the precious fruit of the earth. Amen. Oh, the precious fruit that our God has long waited for. Amen. His children, his redeemed ones. Amen. Oh, yes, the ones that he's coming forth to gather. And oh, yes, all at once, yes. All these things happening as, you know, this great event unfolds and so many descriptions, so many ways, and just, oh, so many things going forth. But oh, the sickle, oh, yes, is thrust out down to the earth to reap the earth. Oh, yes, so those that are Christ are gathered in. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord, the time of the harvest being over. We're told in James, the 5th chapter, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until it receive the early and latter rain. And then in verse 8 here in James 5, we are told, be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Oh, yes, the description. Oh, he's waiting. The husbandman of the earth, our Lord, our Savior, the one who sought us and bought us and redeemed us. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. He's coming, coming for his precious fruit. Oh, yes, he's waited a long time. He hath long patience for it. Oh, until it's over, the early and the latter rain here at this end. Oh, yes, so here it is. The earth is reaped there in the 14th chapter of Revelation. Verse 16, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So yes, the Lord's children are gathered. And oh yes, on the other hand, oh, that other sickle gathers the unprofitable ones, oh, those that have not turned their lives, their hearts over to the living God. Oh, yes, and so it is. The grapes were fully ripe, and I believe it's another description of that cup of God's wrath. Oh, that cup that is in the Lord's hand, it is full to the brim, and here it is. It's time. It will now be judged. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. He's going to wring it out. It's going to be over. Oh, yes, it's time for judgment. Oh, yes. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, or unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Oh, a great deal of space. Oh my, a bloody mess. Oh yes, we don't want to be a part of that scenario. No, we want to be those that are gathered. Oh yes, oh, to the Lord's harvest, to his precious fruit. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Our God is so gracious. Oh, he is so wonderful. And all these things will come to pass. Oh, more descriptions here in Revelation. Just a few minutes here. Revelation 16, verse 16, and it tells us here as those vials, and many people believe that the vials and the trumpets and the seals are simultaneous. But here in verse 17 of Revelation 17, it tells us, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the earth, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. and there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon man, a great hail out of heaven, every stone above the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. All these things, as the realization is coming upon the face of this earth, those that fear not God, that went forth in their own ways, trying to do all kinds of nasty things, who provoked the wrath of God. And it talks about the great hail that falls out of heaven. That's something else. A talent can be 100 pounds of silver or 200 pounds of gold. And I don't know what exactly the measure will be in this case here, but it's very interesting there in the book of Job, what God says about hail at that moment. And I'll just getting ready to close here, but it's amazing how God's word all comes together. The things said, even God spoke, and it is, this was part of God's speaking unto Job, those things pertaining to the hail. God is speaking in Job 38, and he says unto Job, "Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war?" Amazing thought there, that hail has been reserved unto that very last scenario. But here we see the pouring out of God's wrath. When that cup is poured out upon this earth, when it is over, when time shall be no more, when God gathers elect and pours out, that final judgment, everything collapses, the earth splits, and it just all ends. The islands flee away, the mountains not found. Everything is over. Praise the Lord. The day that we long for and look for, when our God comes to gather his people home. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we're so privileged and blessed to think that we know this, and we can prepare our hearts. And thank God that we have done that. Because this will surely happen. God's wrath, when he pours it out, that final scenario. And God knows when he roars from on high, utters his voice from his holy habitation. And praise the Lord, the gathering of his people. That great shout, that great trumpet, the final end. As our God comes forth to pour out judgment and to bring it all to a close, to bring forth a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Praise the Lord, as this present earth and the present heavens pass away. God comes down, with a new Jerusalem, comes down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you've talked to our hearts. Oh, God, make us mindful. Oh, God, help us, oh, Lord, to not forget. Oh, God, to not get complacent. Oh, God, oh, not to go the wrong route. And oh, God, help us, oh, to discern these times. And oh, God, help us to keep right with thee, Lord, to fear thee above all else. Oh, God, to realize, oh, Lord, the great need to not do the things that would displease thee. Not to take the mark of the beast or any such thing, oh God, not to bow to that image, oh my, not to give any, oh, worship, to, oh God, to this beast system. Help us, Lord, talk to us, move in us, and give us that kind of faith. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank our God. Amen. He's coming back. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our melodies of praise hymnal to number 327 and sing There's a Great Day Coming. 327, melodies of praise.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.